Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Bikurim Daf Yud Ches and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, starting beginning of Halacha Gimel. Zok the Mishnah. Yesh betrumo u'maiser masha'en ken be'Bikurim. The Mishnah continues the sequence that we had before, where we equate truma, maaser, bikurim to each other, where they are similar and where they are different. So now this Mishnah is referring to what truma and maaser have in common, what and where bikurim is different. What truma and maaser have in common? Shatruma v'maaser oisrim esagoyin. Truma and maaser oisrim esagoyin. What does oisrim esagoyin refer to? So Reb Chaim points out, the pshat over here, oiser segorin, means once you take truma out of the goyrin. Goyrin means the pile of grain. Once you're mafrish truma, now you cannot eat anything from this goyrin. Before you take out the truma, you're allowed to eat achilas arai. If it's not a full meal, you can eat from the pile from this goyrin. But once you take a truma, the entire goyrin is usher to eat at all. Similarly, with maaser, the Gemara is going to explain, will be the case that maaser you take out and you didn't take out truma. But Bikurim does not affect the goyrin. V'yesh lehem shir. This Tana of the Mishnah holds that Truma and Maaser have a shir. Truma is 1 out of 50, Ayin Beinonis. Maaser is 1 out of 10. And Bikurim does not have a shir. V'noagim b'chol ha'peiros. All fruits, you do Truma and Maaser in every fruit. Bikurim is only Shiva Saminim. B'fnei ha'bayis v'shaloi b'fnei ha'bayis. Truma and Maaser is sai when Beis HaMikdash is there, when there's no Beis HaMikdash as well, you do Truma and Maaser. Bikurim is only when you have Beis HaMikdash. U'be'arisim u'be'chakuris. Arisim is a sharecropper. Chakur is a type of rental. U'be'sikrikoin, which means a thief that is coming to murder the owner, and the owner gives him this field in exchange for killing him. So it's a theft that comes in exchange for something, uve goizlon, and a gazlon, is someone who just steals the field with no exchange. And all these cases, even though they're not right now the rightful owner of the field, they're chayv and truma and maaser on the fruits. But bikurim, you have to be the owner. You have to say adom shenasata li. Hareilu b'truma and maaser mashem bikurim. That's a summary. This entire list is in truma and maaser, but not in bikurim. Continues the Mishnah and says, Yesh Bikurim Mashim Bitchumu Maiser. Now Bikurim has something that Truman Maiser doesn't have. Sha Bikurim Niknim Bimikhubur Lakakar. Bikurim you could do when it's still connected to the ground. Truman Maiser, it's only Bitolush, only once you disconnected it from the ground. Oise Odom called Sadeo Bikurim. One could do the entire field Bikurim. But Truma must have Shirai, must have leftover. V'chayav b'achayusim. Bikurim, a person who's responsible to bring Beis HaMikdash, he gets lost, he has to replace it. V'tu'unim, the Bikurim need korban, you have to bring a korban with it. V'shir, there's a song that's done on when you bring Bikurim. V'tnufa, you have to pick it up. V'lino, and once one brings Bikurim, he has to sleep overnight, the night after he brought the Bikurim. All that does not apply to Truma and Maaser. Continues the Mishnah Yud Ches Amud Beis. Truma Samaiser, what's Truma Samaiser? That's the Truma that the Levi gives. The Levi gets 10%, which is Maiser. He gives out of that 10%. That 10% is Truma Samaiser. The Truma Samaiser is Shoved Bikurim B'Shtei Drochim Ula Truma B'Shtei Drochim. It's equal to Bikurim in two ways, and it's equal to Truma in two ways. Where is it equal to Bikurim? Nitelis Minatahoyu Ala Tveyo. V'shaloi minamukov kibikurim. So Chaim explains these two things connect together. You could take Truma's Maaser, from Truma Teoiro on fruits that are tame. And the reason is because they tell shaloi minamukov. Shaloi minamukov means they don't have to be near each other. They could be far away. So you could have the Truma's Maaser in one place and the fruits that you're coming to fix in another place. And that's why the fruits can be tame and Truma's Maaser can be tar. But regular Truma needs to be minamukov. Minamukov has to be connected. It has to be one next to each other. So you can't do Torah al Tomei, because then the Truma will come Tomei. So you have to do some distance. So that's now Minamukov. So these two dinim go together. So this din is like Bikurim. Bikurim is also, you could take Torah al Tomei, and you don't have to do it right next to each other. V'oiseret sagorin v'yesh l'shir k'trumo. And it's oiseret sagorin. In this case, what's oiseret sagorin mean? Not like the beginning of the Mishnah, which means once you do that, you now let it eat from the goyim even arai. In this case, it's not possible to say that, because Truma's Maaser only comes once you did Maaser. And once you did Maaser, you already cannot eat Arai from this goyrin. So, Al-Korach, what it means over here, that Oyser Segoyrin means that you're not allowed to eat the Maiser itself. Maiser, once a Levi receives Maiser, he's not allowed to eat the Maiser until he's mafish Trumas Maiser out of it. So it's Oyser, the Maiser itself, not the Goyrin that we spoke about before. V'yesh to Shiur Katruma refers to the fact that he has a Shiur, it's 10%, similar to Truma that we have Midirabon in a Shiur of 1 out of 50, but Bikurim does not have a Shiur. So the Gemara, Necha Truma Oyser Segoyrin, HaMaiser Oyser Segoyrin? Meaning, the way we explain the Oyser Segoyrin means that once you take Truma out, so now you cannot eat from the Goyrin, even Achila Sare, meaning this Goyrin becomes Osur until you do all the Trumas and Maisers you have to do. So if Truma makes it Osur, why do you have to tell me the Maiser makes it Osur? It's already Osur from the time of Truma. Elamad, Misha is talking to me. They're trying to do Maiser without the Truma. How can you do Maiser without Truma? The order is first you do Truma, then you do Maiser. And says the Gemara, Tipoter Shigdimoi Beshibolim. But he was talking that the Levi came to collect his Maiser when it was still Shibolim, still ears, before you made a Goyin out of it, before you made a pile out of it, before you finished and you did what's called Miruach. Miruach learned earlier, it means you smooth it and you complete the pile. That was not done yet. Before that, there's no obligation to give Truma. And if the Yisrael gave the Levi Maiser at that stage, so then the Maiser comes before the Truma. And as the Gemara continues, it says, "Domar avo b'shem abshim lokish ma'aserisha shikdimu b'shibolim potu mitruma gedoylo." When you do ma'aser so early, you don't have to do truma from that ma'aser. Now, what we're trying to say with this, so explains Reb Chaim like this. Reb Chaim goes here with a little bit of arichus, but the point is like this: if you did it not in the right order, meaning one completed the goyren, he did the entire pile, he smoothed it. Now he has to give truma first. If he gave ma'aser too early at that stage, if he did Shiloi Kehoiken, he didn't do it in the right order, then it's not Toyuvil the Goyrin. Even though the Maiser works, whatever Maiser gives to the Levi, it's good Maiser, but the Goyrin does not become Aser. Meaning you could still eat from the Goyrin, Achilas Arai, this temporary food you could eat, even if he took out Maiser. Because this Maiser wasn't in the correct order, it was Maiser that was done incorrectly. But if he did Maiser early, before the Goyrin was finished, before there was Miruah, before there was the smoothing, he did Maiser way early, so this Maiser, it works Midoraiso. It's a good Maiser. And that Maiser is not even obligated in Truma. Meaning the Maiser is so effective that it doesn't have to do Truma out of that Maiser. So if that Maiser is so effective, it makes the Goyrin Osir. So it comes out like this. When you finish the Goyrin, you can still eat Achilas Arai until you do Truma. Once you do Truma, you can't do Achilas Arai. If you did not finish the Goyrin and you did Maiser, also it's Oysa the Goyrin. It makes it Oser to eat from this pile, even Achilas Arai. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Maiser can also cause the Goyrin to be Oser. The Gemara continues to quote the Mishnah regarding what Bikurim has. It said, Nikrim and Mechubi Lakarka, Bikurim you can do when it's connected to the ground. Says the Gemara, how do we know that? Tichtiv Bikurei Kol Asher Be'artzom. Whatever is in the Eretz, when it's still connected to the ground, you could do Bikurim. So continues the Gemara quoting the Mishnah, Oysa Odom Kol Sadeo Bikurim. You can make the entire field Bikurim if you want to. Tichtiv Bereshis Kol Bikurei Kol. It's a pasuk in Yechezkel, the Mashmos is Bikurei Kol, the entire thing can be Bikurim. Some have a different gear, so they bring the Purush Mishnah to Rambam, brings the pasuk we said before, Bikuri Kol Asher Be'artzom, it's Kol Asher Be'artzom. The entire thing you have in the land, that also can be, everything can be Bikurim. And the Rashi Tzirulo also quotes this pasuk as well. It says maybe it was a Tosefer that we changed the pasuk. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Bikurim, Daf Yud Ches.